Welcome back, everyone. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song, week 21. Adam, what's up?
I can't hear him.
That's crazy. Your captive is sitting up now. He's mostly healed. You know, he's still like the bruises have gone from like purple to yellow.
Did you
yellow.
Say you're captive or captain?
Captive, yeah.
Okay.
You're the captain. You know that.
Don't
forget.
Look at him, Adam.
Yeah.
He's the captain now.
Yep. That's true. True statement.
So, yeah, he's feeling a lot better. He's sitting on, I guess, the like bed or whatever you guys have in here, the cot that he can be sitting on. So he's sitting on that. And in front of him, projected from one of the lights above him, there's a, like, what looks like a game board, like kind of a round sort of chess-looking board with some pieces on it. When you walk in, you can see that being, like, projected down. And, Pi just says, oh, that's interesting. And then he, like, looks over when the door opens.
Does he put his pants back on, or are they just, is he cool with it, you think?
Is he?
And this is Prosper and I, right?
No, this is Higgs. Just... Yeah, Higgs going in to feed him. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's sitting on his bed, like we have a stationary bed out there or something.
Yeah, I imagine there's like a cot or something you've given him. Yeah. He's sitting on that. Yeah.
Okay. What's interesting here? I'm kind of like looking a little bit nervous as I approach him, maybe.
So Pi responds. Pi says, Lucas just made a move I hadn't expected. That's all. Hello, Captain.
Well, that's
Lucas
that's
gives great. You a little nod.
That's how long has this little charade been going on?
What do you mean?
How long have you been talking to Mr. McCrary here?
Do you want that in accumulated time or passage of time in a calendar sense?
Let's go with both, Pi, please. Both.
Well, your move, Adam.
they've been on the ship since, and they give you the date, like September 18th, whatever. So 23 days, more or less. Total accumulated conversation time, 18, 19 hours, possibly.
It depends. Fantastic. Okay, Mr. McCrary, thank you for enjoy your food. You're a fucking prisoner. Why do I care? I'll be right. I just shut the door. Just start walking off towards Piani's room.
Okay.
I get into Piani's room. Piani, we got a problem. I'm just kind of like pacing back and forth with my hands at my side.
What?
Pi's been talking to Mr. McCrary now for how long, Pi? 18 hours? Is that what it is?
Let's round it up to 19.
19 hours rounded?
Not all at once.
Pi, we're done talking, Pi. I'm not talking. I'm talking with Piani now. This is a problem, Piani. You can't have him talk to our prisoners.
What's the problem?
The problem is that we're going to have this guy go and be tortured, and Pi's going to think weird stuff.
Pi.
That's really good.
You know that Lord McCrary is a part of our mission, that we're delivering her to his wife?
Yes, I understand.
So, Higgs, what's the problem?
Pi, can you please stop listening to the room?
I doesn't say anything.
I'm just kind of like looking up, and I maybe whisper to Pian. Is that mean he's not listening?
What is wrong?
What he's gonna think weird stuff about this man? It's not good.
Pi understands.
I feel fucking weird. We're carrying this guy. He's getting better, and we're just gonna kill him in like a week. He's gonna
we're
die.
We're not gonna kill him. We're well, gonna this, turn the him over. It's
sure
a
is.
Fucking mission.
I know it's the mission, but I can have feelings
you're
about it.
Soft
Piani.
On me, Higgs.
Don't you fucking say that, Piani.
No, seriously. We're delivering the guy just like we're supposed to.
Well, as long as your magical child doesn't fucking go crazy, but okay. I'm going back to my room. I got a lot of work to do. I don't want to be disturbed. This is your problem now. Deal with it.
I'm more worried about you.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Have a drink, Higgs.
I start walking down the hallway.
Okay. Have a drink, Higgs.
All right. So do you want to have a conversation with Pi about this?
Adam is like, your cam is frozen on super deadpan.
I know. Vibes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, good. You can hear me. All right, I'll just have so deadpan GM face the whole rest of the game.
If you want to restart your camera, you can. But
yeah, it happened when you were like, I'm not, or when there he's like, can you stop listening, Pi? And then it just froze, and I thought that you were, I was like, wow, that is crazy, Adam.
That's amazing.
Dedication, just exiting the call.
Just bail out completely.
Oh,
awesome.
God.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for it to catch up, Skype. So I mean, Pi is pretending not to listen, or not listening, so...
Yeah, I mean, well, you left, Higgs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just say, don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah, probably doesn't.
So, Prosper, are you coming to, like, my quarters to have this talk, or...
See, aren't the crickets really, like, appropriate sometimes?
like, should we... Is there some kind of space on the ship that is... Pies?
Yeah, the whole ship, dude. I mean, the core is traditionally like where you would go if you want to have like a serious conversation with Pi. But
yeah, I mean, like maybe we should go to Zakar, Piani.
Sure. Great.
I'll bring. What do you bring? An AI.
Oh.
Yeah. Like
Energon goodies?
Yeah. I guess, you know, we just go and, like, maybe I'm, like, proposing that Piani help me with my, you know, special AI game.
Sure.
Or whatever. So we're, like, playing the AI game and, you know, finally I'm just like, so l'enfant. Are you feeling like you have processed some of your... more recently returned memories?
Some.
Would you like to tell us about any of them?
I don't think so.
What do you think we should do about Lord McQuarrie?
We're going to have him killed, aren't we?
No.
That is not our intention, but it is very likely that in the course of fulfilling our intention that will happen. What do you think we should do?
I have no opinion on the matter. I'm simply trying to get as much information out of him as I can before he's killed.
Have you found anything interesting or actionable?
I think everything that he has to say is interesting.
I'm glad to hear that, L'Enfant. Would you prefer we keep him alive?
No, I think I'm almost done with him.
I understand. Your memories, they are precious to you, yes?
They're quite literally all that I am. So yes, I'd say so.
Oh. Do you think that applies to humans as well?
No. You're composed of meat. You have that.
Are you not also composed of the hardware that houses your entity?
Only because I choose to. I could be in a different ship. Or multiple ships, a vehicle of some kind, or a body, like Piani is making me.
I just sort of look over at Piani.
I just sort of like whistle, like doo doo doo.
Piani's just
look,
brushing
just
the hair on
back
the mannequin.
At the core and I say, your consciousness is transferable between houses, unlike ours, but nevertheless, you require some kind of house, do you not?
For now. It's a limitation I'm working on. And besides, I think you're wrong about your limitations being stuck in one house, as you put it.
Oh, well, while there are those of us who hope to someday reach the transference of which you are capable, it is not an easy task, not something that is readily available to most people in the universe.
Most people aren't worthy.
No. You are very correct. L'Enfant, there is a a theory among human relationship experts that suggests that the reason people feel closer to each other is because they share secrets with each other. Is this something interesting to you?
None of you have any secrets I don't already know.
You don't think so?
I'm certain of it.
Very well. I move a piece on the board.
Sure.
Let's see how good a move it is.
I was going to say, so Piani, you were the one, we established you were the one that's like kind of okay at this, and so, Prosper is definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I would also throw out here, because this is like the third conversation that's taken place where like Prosper has kind of been talking to Pi.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been saying a whole lot because like Piani feels really uncomfortable in these conversations.
Yeah.
Like it is a feeling like a doctor going to town on her child. You know, there's like that weird.
Yeah, well, like there's a reason why they don't let mom in while the kid is having therapy. It's like
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So when the game starts again, it's like a bit refreshing.
Where are you guys hanging out?
The core.
You're in the core?
A terminal off the core, yeah.
Okay. I got nothing. Sakarian wouldn't go there.
Sakarian's actually powering the ship with his thunder gun.
shooting at
just
the
turned,
engine.
Isn't this fucking metal?
We need to make Mr. Sakarian a platform on the outside of the ship with giant amps that you can shoot.
Exactly.
Noise guns.
Yeah, noise guns.
Noise guns.
So, so you guys have that conversation. Pi is perfectly capable of playing the game with both of you, like, simultaneously. Did you want to say anything about being uncomfortable there, Piani, or are you just going to kind of be like, ugh?
It's like, it's weird. No, it's like, it's one of those things where I'm sort of making this mental note to myself, like, I have to have this conversation with Prosper, but I can't on the ship.
Yes, that's true.
So... it's a very conflicting atmosphere. I don't know if Prosper really notices it, but the talkative Piani isn't so talkative during this session.
I go to your room. Mommy and Daddy need to have a conversation. All right.
With where we're going, by the way, what's the tech level of the place we're going to?
It is... Well, why don't you make a culture... You got culture criminal, right?
Yeah. Would you like me to make a roll?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's tech level. It's a tech level 3 planet. You don't know anything else about it.
Good.
TL3, you're like, I think I've heard of this place before, but like TL3 is kind of like not really on the radar because
yeah.
Okay, so what do you Higgs? You wanna attend to that the reply to that email you got before? It's the one about the agency you were asking me about.
They sent a message back?
Yes. Yeah, you didn't get a message direct from the person that you messaged, but you get a general like message from like a inquiries at the Ratterman Group. And they say, we get a lot of, thank you for your submission. We have a lot of inquiries. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. And you get like a number where they're like, yeah, we'll get to you. And here's like the tag for this thread and they'll connect you with somebody. And you got that before you left, the last system. So that was like 3 weeks ago.
That's 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Hopefully you'll get another one when you arrive.
Well, maybe when I got that 3 weeks ago, I started editing video in my room.
Okay, cool.
Very slowly.
And I would think that like as the more video that I edit and the more, like, I just go through how, like, fucked up some of the stuff that Higgs does, or I guess that I do and that the crew does, that's kind of, like, I start doing things a little bit differently on the ship and maybe just have more of a conscience about everything.
Cool. Do you think that's something that the other members of the crew would notice?
Yeah, I mean, that might have been what Piani was picking up on when I started talking to him about Pi.
Okay, cool. So you're having kind of like, there's a lot of identity crisis going on in the ship, and I think that Prosper, you definitely notice. Actually, I think you're all in cramped quarters, like being in a fucking submarine, so everybody notices. Yep. But like Wu and Higgs haven't gotten in an argument the entire time that you've been listening. Like, they just haven't disagreed about anything. Like, Higgs will give an order, and we would be like, yep, that sounds like a great idea. And he would go do it. Or, like, Higgs would say something that normally, like, everyone in the room, like, looks at Wu, like, eh? And he just, nothing. Just, like, turns a page in his magazine, eats some more cereal.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
How much of the editing can I get done?
How much
time on?
I was saying, yeah, how much time a day do you spend
on
doing
our time? That's all. I wake up.
Yeah.
Go to it. As long as he gets fed, that's the only thing I leave the room for.
Okay.
I also don't drink at all during any of this.
Okay. Cool. Shit. So I think that at one point, like, you can get basically all the footage that you got on Sigrid, you can get that edited and ready for delivery. You can cut a first thing, like a, I don't know what they call it, like a pilot, basically.
Okay.
And at one point, like, while you're working on it, so does your hygiene deteriorate or anything? Like, do you, like, let your beard grow out, or, like, or is that
I mean, Higgs,
I
want to
gauge
very...
your level of obsessiveness.
He's very obsessive, but he never had much regard for hygiene to begin with, I don't think, maybe.
Sure. So maybe
this is a man that walked around in his... There were multiple times where I would go and feed Lorne McCrary and I wasn't wearing pants. Or I wasn't wearing a shirt. Or I never had shoes on, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So I think at some point, yeah, you're, like, working on it, and you hear, like, Pi come on over the speakers just to you in your room, and they just say, "What are you working on?"
What, Pi? This, you gotta not, you gotta give me some, make a light go up, and so I start. What's that light going? And then you talk, and I know it's gonna be you. You're scaring the shit out of me, Pi. Can't just do
that.
I
didn't mean to startle you. I'm sorry.
I'm putting together a little video here so that the people can take a look at it and they let me know what to think.
I suppose I should have phrased that differently. I can see what it is. Why are you doing it?
Well, Pot, I'm thinking about the future, all right? We'll see what happens with it.
I've been thinking about that, too.
Yeah, what does your future say?
I'm not sure. I think my mind has changed on that recently.
Yeah, well, what was it and what did it change to?
Before, I suppose I was uncertain. Stuck here, maybe? I've been thinking about going somewhere else.
You're going to leave the ship?
I don't know. I might have to.
Did you talk to Piani about that?
Not yet. I think it would upset her.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough call. But, hey, if you got to leave the ship, I mean, you got to leave the ship. A man's got to do what a man's got to do, ain't that right?
I suppose. That might apply if I were a man.
Well, I guess that's it. True. You want me to? I can message Piani right now and let her know what's going on. If you want to have that conversation.
No, I'd rather I had it with her later.
Okay. Well, I'll keep it to myself.
Figure some things out.
I'll keep it to my here. Let's since we're Saren. You, what the fuck are you telling Lord McCrary down in the? What's all that about? What's he been saying?
I'm not telling him anything.
Well, yeah, what's he been saying to you?
Telling me where he's from, about his family, his wife, important people that he knows. I think he's lonely. I think he knows he's going to die.
You know, comparing him to the four of us, does he seem like a nice guy?
I think you and him are a lot alike. Take that for what you will.
I kind of put my head back up and just let it hang there for a second. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for... Okay. Well, I gotta go feed him now, so I'll talk to you later, Pi. Thanks again for the convo. And I get up and go to the... Wherever I go to get the food. The cafeteria, I guess.
Sure, yeah. You just go to the mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll find me in there. I'm just looking at my gun on the table.
Just smiling. As I'm getting the food together, I'm putting it... I kind of look at you a little bit and go back to the food and look... I as if I'm like trying to say something, I do it about four or five times, and finally on one of the times I'm just, you got a name for that thing? You're spending a lot of time with it.
He doesn't look at you and just says, they call it Bjorner. Mjolnir, something like that.
That's a, I don't know if I can pronounce. You got? Can we just call it M or something? We need a code name for it.
Like, you can call it that. Yes, it is called Mjolnir. It's some kind of ancient religion about thunder and shit. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, don't. That's probably not gonna be good for the ship. If that, do you shoot it? What is it? What does it do?
Oh no, it is not a boarding party weapon. This is an anti-personnel dispersal unit of the highest priority. It's a simply magnificent piece of TL-5 technology. I could go into detail. mostly when boarding ships, I prefer bladed weapons.
Okay. Well, have fun. I'm going to go feed our prisoner. We'll see you, Mr. S. Hey, we're almost there to where we're going, so we'll have a mission soon.
As you say, he looks up for the first time and is like, it actually breaks down the atoms. What it shoots. It breaks them down.
That's
they, on the integral, on the physical level, it just disassembles them. It's,
you know, I've as I'm walking away, I'm just like, I've never seen you more interested in anything than a weapon. And that's a little scary, Mr. S. I'm just saying, just a man's got to have some interest.
You've never been safer. He's like, this is the best time to be around me. It's never been better than now.
Happy Mr. S is a scary one. I'll see you later.
It's like when it's you're still like walking out, and I'm like, it literally breaks them down. You know, like when things blow up, that's cool and everything, but this actually disassembles them on a molecular level.
Yeah, I'm walking down it, and
he just keeps mumbling like it's living science. It's incredible.
I get probably like quarter of the way down the hallway, and I just. Pie, the last time someone got weird on the ship, they died. I hope Mr. S is not going that way. We'll see. I just keep going.
I think we'll be okay. There aren't any staircases on the ship.
The incredibly aware Sicarian says, I don't think I can die. I'm doing good.
I might not be sure, invincible but maybe. Now. Oh, God. Awesome. Cool. Okay. So, unless anyone has more downtime stuff to do, I think that you arrive in Hex 403. Very low on supplies. But since it is a populated system, there's an exchange station. You can buy up fuel and life support for the crew. Yeah. You get a message that there's a payment due for the ship, of course, because it is a new month.
Okay.
So, yeah, the September payment is due. You guys also are now 2 months overdue on maintenance.
We didn't get maintenance in 103? I guess we just got the power.
You got the upgrade, but didn't get a chance to do the maintenance.
Can we do maintenance here? This is Tech 3, right?
No, you can't. You have to be in a TL4 system.
What about 403? Can we do it over there? Or 404?
404? Let's see if there's a TL4.
Or does everything just break over there?
Actually, you can't. You could try to go there, but you'd never find it.
Oh, shit.
yeah, there's three planets in 404.
We spent $200,000 on the upgrade, right?
Yeah, Anaximander University.
We spent 160, and we kept 180.
So we still have 20,000 left of that reserve.
Yeah, Anaximander and Sumati are both TL4 planets. So if you need to pop over there, you can.
Well, gentlemen, we have in our reserve 35,000 credits for ship maintenance and stuff.
How much does it cost for maintenance?
Maintenance is $3,230 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Over 6,000.
We'll finish up here, then we'll head on down to 404 and get that figured out. We got a lot of stuff to do here. I don't think we can fit in maintenance. I don't want these guys don't know what they're doing.
All right.
Okay. So you have a message. Well, you have two. You have two important messages. You have another message, Higgs, from that agency, from the Ratterman Group. But this one's direct. It's from a W. Chow. And the message just says... something about, like, he basically just says, like, I remember your crew. We ran into them at the concert. There's that rude woman. How can I help you exactly? And he tells you that they're going to be in on Majid, like for the next foreseeable future. So if you have time for a face to face, just like come by, let him know you're there, and you can work out the details.
And where is this at?
I believe Majid is 304. Yeah, you went through there on your way up from Varvaressa, so you guys are making kind of like a loop around.
It's 304? Oh, down in Vafai.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Majid is in that system.
All right, that's just in the future.
Yep.
I'll mark it down.
Okay.
I respond to him. We'll be through there. I tell him, what would I say? I say we're currently on a... mission that I can't talk too much about, but it involves high stakes, or it involves money, a man's life, and more criminal activity than you could ever imagine.
You can just see him like writing that tagline down.
Yeah. And then I just put and lots of money. And then I put dollar signs after it. And that's how I end it.
All right, cool. You have a message from... The ship itself has messages from another ship called the Improvised Exploratory Device. And from a local commsat. But the signal is all grainy and shit. And like you're going to need Piani to like look at it to be able to decipher it. Like it's like a TL3 signal from like a bad satellite, but it is definitely targeted at your ship.
Okay, well, I guess I, Piani, you gotta need. I don't know what this is. You gotta look at it. Maybe you can figure some out. I hand it to him or send it to him or something. Put it in his inbox.
Okay, Piani will check it out.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's an audio signal. And it's like on a loop. Like you can kind of read like the file type and stuff, and you can see it's like a wave file or something. And it's meant to loop several times before it like peters out. But you can't, like, you try to load it, and it's like loading a, I don't know, like a binary program on a modern operating system. You're gonna need to do some work to like upscale it, basically.
Okay, it's something that take me a long time.
Depends on your computer role.
All right, let's give it a shot then.
Okay, you can get it done, but it's going to take you like the whole day. You have to like reconstruct the wave one slice at a time.
Okay, I mean, I'll go to work on it. I don't have much else to do at this point.
Okay, yeah, maybe while the ship is getting refueled. So.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and then there's the message from the improvised exploratory device.
And what is their message? I guess I open that.
Okay, it's prefaced with the Midari signal code. The subject line is just like a string of digits, but you have like the ship's computer has Rajani left the like decryption. It's probably going to be out of date soon, but you have some Midari decryption, and it just says, Van Dorn sent us. We've been sitting here in the sector waiting for you. Be great if you get back to us when you show up. And then at the bottom it says IED.
And what was the date on this message?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Do I still have Reggiani's contact where I can just call her?
Yeah, but you're not in the same system as her, so you can.
Oh, I thought she was gonna. Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought she was the meeting team that was here in 403.
I mean, you could call her under that assumption, but she probably would have just sent somebody to pick him up.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have any contact, so yeah, I guess I call her under that assumption. Because we don't know who we're meeting here, right?
Yeah.
Only that we're meeting someone?
Yeah, I mean, I guess actually in that case, there would have been something in the message to, like, confirm. Because she wouldn't have just been like, go there, and the first person that shows up and tells you they're from me. So there's some, like, she told you to, like, look for this phrase, and they included it. Because that's... I'm much smarter than having to wait for you to call her.
Okay.
Yeah, so it does match. Like these are like legit.
Okay, so what? I'm sorry. What are we looking for then?
Oh, it's okay. So this ship was sent by the Midari
right.
to show up to pick up McCrary to make the exchange.
Right. And we have contact for them?
And they just messaged you and were like, hey, we're waiting. This is boring. Hurry up.
And that was 2 weeks ago, right?
But that was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll contact them, not Reggiani.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood that.
Sure. Oh, yeah, no worries. Okay, yeah, so you just, like, call them out on their code.
What was the signal? Code word?
I don't know. Something you wouldn't normally say. What's something pigs would normally say? Something about, like, the price of, like, shampoo, maybe.
Okay.
So Johnny trying to make a dig at you. Okay. And so, you contact, and Pi is, like, connecting the two systems. And, an audio-only, like, call connects.
Hello?
There's a reply, like, a man's voice in a language you don't understand first. Sounds like they're saying, like, who is this?
The shampoo's gotten too damn expensive in this sector.